And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, McConnell Buick GMC, and McCoy Outdoor Company. And my man, Captain Bobby Apriscato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning. And that ring in my voice, you know what that means? That means we got the full moon coming up for April. It's not the May full moon, but we're still scheduled for a late month of April moon. So we'll talk about that in a second, but man, that's like my Christmas in April, you know?
Yeah, it is. Why is it that, I mean, fishing's, you know, good this time of year, but why is it better leading in to that full moon? What's happening?
Well, a bunch of things come together. Several things come together that make it good. Number one, trout tend to gather and spawn on the full moon. Why that is, I have absolutely no idea, but it's pretty much a fact. You know, we'll find out maybe someday when we're wherever we're going to end up at the, you know, after this life, they're going to tell us why they do that. But we all, you know, it has something to do with their spawning activity. So they gather up, and when they do that, there's more competition in the schools, and you know, the bigger males help you locate the schools where the bigger females are. So you got a really good chance of catching them. And then with that many fish gathered up, it creates competition, and which makes the bite that much better. And that's why the full moon itself is good. Now, when you start talking about the April, May, and even the June full moon, they do that around all of the full moons. They do that activity. The reason it's really good in those months is because the salinity levels are up in the bays and the sound. The water temperatures are to the point where in the upper 60s and low 70s, depending on where you're at. And all that comes together to make it a really peak, you know, speckled trout fishing spawning period, just because of all those things coming. The same thing happens in October, November, December. They gather up, but they're not big and fat, and, you know, they don't bite quite as good when it gets cooler like that. So they're really, truly spawning right now on these two moons. This one's going to be a good one, and next month, of course, is the real magic one. And it's all because of all of those three things coming together.
Where is this magic happening? Where are you finding these fish right now?
That's some other real good news, is they're starting to show up, not just in the sound, but the, you know, we had a little bit of runoff, but the bay is actually starting to clear up, and there's some fish being caught down at the very lower end of the bay, some of the inside and outside beaches already. And the main ones right now are still out in the shallow bays at the mouths of all the rivers that are around the bay, and the sound is the best places to be right now. And the other thing that's happening, and this always happens about this time of year, a little later this year because it's been a little bit cooler, but we're starting to get these waves of shrimp coming in. And when you start seeing that happening too, just the sheer activity of fish feeding on shrimp, you know what that's like because you've been around it a bunch.
Yep.
But this is the time of year when the fish are giving themselves away, creating fish slicks. But the thing that happens is when they start running these shrimp to the surface and the shrimp become prey for the birds, it gives away the trout location that way too. So they're real easy to find. And the beauty of it, a lot of times when you're fishing schools like that, is you're not fishing I'm doing air quotes here, a spot, you know, a place that's been fished day in and day out. A lot of these things are on the move. And if you can learn, you know, how to recognize them, you can fish groups of fish that aren't being fished every single day. And they're, again, even a lot more aggressive when they're not getting beat up every single day. So it's just a fun time of the year to fish. Man, I love it all, but this has got to be my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. People want to take part in that with you or book it even into the summer. How do they get in touch with you?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website, Sean, and all of our social sites, Facebook and Instagram, are both A-Team Fishing as well. You can get us there. On the website is Contact Us tab. It's got our phone number and a little Contact Us form. And we can help you either over the phone or on that if you decide you want to try and focus on a particular period like we're just talking about the moon. We can help you get those days picked out.
All right, tell folks, I guess, to have a good weekend, follow your lead, and go catch some fish, I guess.
Yep, it's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. You know, I think we're finally out of these really low water levels. Hopefully not going to have any more of these 40-degree nights, you know, that we had earlier this month. So I think it's going to be a good weekend to be out there doing just what we're talking about or any of the other species that are available out there.
Right, Captain Bobby, as always, thank you, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
There he goes, Captain Bobby Apriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, McConnell Buick GMC, and McCoy Outdoor Company.